USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans hammering Democrats on night one of the GOP National Convention, which included remarks from the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., who said Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is promoting radical left policies.
This time, the other party is attacking the very principles on which our nation was founded. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. The rule of law.
Former U.N. Ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley arguing.
This president has a record of strength and success. The former vice president has a record of weakness and failure.
Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty University in Virginia, is stepping down from that post after reports he and his wife had a sexual relationship with a business partner. And this is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Tropical Storm Marco is weakening as it affects the Texas area, but Tropical Storm Laura is expected to become a hurricane today. It did enter the Gulf of Mexico last night, and it's forecast to make landfall probably in Louisiana as early as Wednesday. Tomorrow, it could be a Category 2 or 3 storm by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast. Hurricane watches are already out from Galveston, Texas, to near Morgan City, Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says Laura could bring roughly a foot of rain to parts of the Gulf Coast tomorrow through Saturday. Protesters still in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, some of them turning riotous as cars were set on fire last night. The crowds gathering in violation of a curfew order after a black man was shot by Kenosha police on Sunday, shot in the back as he was getting into a vehicle in front of a home. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped its recommendations for travelers to quarantine for 14 days upon returning from trips overseas or out of state during the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC updated its guidelines on its website. Though the two-week recommendation was changed, the federal agency did caution travelers that they can still contract the novel coronavirus while traveling. The CDC continues to recommend travelers wear masks indoors, wash hands, maintain social distancing guidelines, and monitor themselves for symptoms of COVID-19. They also state that traveling does increase your risk of contacting and spreading the virus, noting that staying home is the best protection from COVID-19 for yourself and others. If you must travel, the Federal Health Agency recommends travelers to check the recommendations on government websites for their destination, as well as any places they will be passing through during their trip. On the same day that many school systems are back in session, Zoom, the teleconferencing software that's become the go-to for many educators' remote teaching needs in large portions of the United States. The outage reports ticked up with the popular crash monitoring service Downdetector, receiving over 8,000 outage reports. For the most part, these reports come from major cities on the East Coast, including New York, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Zoom said, "We've received reports of users being unable to start and join Zoom meetings and webinars. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.